Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's this latest TikTok thing you were talking about with pineapples over there, girl?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, TikTok, it's like a cycle over there on that social media platform. Like, new ways to present and decorate food. And it looks like a science experiment, this latest one. But it also looks delicious. So what they're saying is you take spears of pineapple, right? And you put them in a pickle jar like you would see spears of pickles, right? And then you fill that with Kool-Aid. And you let it sit in the fridge for 2 to 24 hours. I know.
What flavor Kool-Aid?
Any flavor Kool-Aid.
They're any flavor
the
Kool-Aid?
The cherry, the blue raspberry, the tropical punch. Each one lends a different flavor to said pineapple.
Yeah.
I know. I love it. Like and it reminded me so much. So when I was in middle school for lunch, you could go and get a malt after lunch. Like they sold malts at our middle school for 25 or 50 cents. And what we would do is we would take a packet of Kool-Aid and put it in said malt and upgrade it. And that's what this reminds me of, those strong Kool-Aid flavors, like really intense Kool-Aid flavor. Oh, it is
so good. It's
very
North Dakota.
It's so North Dakota, but worth it.
And that's when the poor eating habits started in high school in North Dakota.
Just add a packet of Kool-Aid to it.
Yep,
it'll be
that's
fine.
Me.
But you do need to try this pineapple trend. You do, because
I don't want to.
It's a way to get your fruit in and cool you down in these hot summer
months.
Stop it.
So much sugar.
That's the way to get your fruit in your diet. It's covered in Kool-Aid.
But you don't have to add a whole lot of sugar, because the pineapple has a lot of sugar in it already. And that's kind of, it reminded me when we did the malt thing in middle school, you would just do the pack of Kool-Aid. So you wouldn't add the sugar in as well.
So
it would just give you the flavor.
Vanilla malt maybe is what
exactly.
And then you throw in a flavor.
But we did chocolate too. And then it's a chocolate-covered cherry. I'm telling you. Yeah. Like, don't knock it till you try it.
It's like the popcorn. Isn't it the popcorn where you put it in a paper bag with like Karo syrup and you dump a couple packets of Kool-Aid in there and then you shake it up?
What?
Have you
never
heard of that?
What?
Yeah, so you get a paper bag. You have to pop your own popcorn because you don't want the oils and stuff all over it, because you don't want it like slick. But then you put a little Karo syrup in there, dump some like grape or cherry Kool-Aid in there, and then you shake the hell out of it, and it gets kind of like a hard candy shell on the popcorn.
Yeah. Like kettle corn almost.
It's like kettle corn, but then it tastes like cherry or grape or whatever you throw in there. So a lot of times, people will do like three or four different bags. So you have one that's grape, one that's cherry, one that's orange, and then you mix them all together in a bowl for a party and, you know, enjoy your cavities.
Now I see why the Kool-Aid man gets so excited. Like, I want to bust through a wall right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah. And did you remember as a kid you'd like slice one of those open and just dump it right in
your
mouth?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It was livid, wasn't it? Damn
sure
it.
Was.
We got old, man. Couple things real quick here with JKJ here at Mix 100. Number one, we were talking about putting Kool-Aid on the popcorn. It's not Kool-Aid.
Oh.
Jell-O. Use the Jell-O gelatin mix.
Oh, okay. That
I
makes
was
sense.
Confused, so I want to correct myself. Well, my wife corrected me. Yeah. She texted me. She loves doing that. She's like, you better correct yourself because people are going to try it with Kool-Aid and then they're going to hate you.
No, we appreciate her for clearing it up. Like,
so you pop your own popcorn, put Karo syrup on it, and then use the Jell-O gelatin mix, like cherry, grape, whatever.
Yummy.
Shake it up. So there.
That sounds delicious.
Use Jell-O gelatin. Second thing, Katie was talking about her rando school in North Dakota.
Yeah, my Central Middle School.
And somebody listening actually went to this rando school.
Yes, she was a grade ahead of me. Hello, Sarah Murchie. She actually lives in Denver now. She's a math teacher at Fort Lupton High School.
How neat.
But we went to school together.
What are the odds?
And she remembers the malts at Central Middle School. How crazy.
How, like, completely random.
Yeah, but she said
from North Dakota to Denver. Two of you.
Well, there's a lot of people who moved here from North Dakota, actually.
Wow.
But it's like she said she didn't put Kool-Aid in her malt, but a lot of people did. But I love that she remembers
she wasn't
that.
Living like you, girl.
I know. Living large with that Kool-Aid packet.
What's her name?
Her name is Sarah.
Hi,
Shout
Sarah.
Out to Sarah. Thank you for listening.
That's very cool.
Yeah, go Fort Lupton.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. We appreciate you guys. We've got a lot of parents that listen to this here morning show, and they're always looking for tips to become a better parent. And Katie Swift. She has a few of those today. What you got, Katie?
Well, experts say this one specifically can strengthen the bond with your child. So the 5-1 parenting rule essentially is you praising your child more than putting negative things to them, right? So it's about calling out positive behaviors in your children more often than correcting the negative behavior. They're saying it could, again, create more confidence, trust, and warmth with your relationship with your kiddo. And they say, and this is something that I can definitely agree with, calling out your child for their mistakes, that can erode their self-esteem a lot quicker than you can build them up. So you don't want to do that too often.
Okay.
You don't want to put the negative aspect towards your kids, especially the little ones. They're still trying to figure it out, right? That's what you're there for. So they just say that if you can really focus on the positive things that your kids are doing and highlighting that, not to say your kid isn't doing bad things and you need to correct that behavior, obviously.
Honey, I see that you ate some cat turds out of the litter box, but I'm so proud of you for learning how to clean up.
No, it's okay. So you are really, again, focusing on negative things.
No, no, I'm just so impressed that you were able to clean up after the cat, honey.
Well, no. Okay, so
now
they
we're going to be a big girl and go brush our teeth.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you for proper dental care.
Again, so they say when you can apply this consistently, it can really help with emotional regulation. And that's the biggest thing we're seeing is like kids who then turn into adults. What's the biggest thing when you come across adults who can't regulate their emotions? That's exhausting sometimes, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
So
I'm looking at one.
Shut up, Jerry.
But you don't even know.
I do, too. I know how to regulate my emotions. They say... I know how to regulate my emotions.
You're like on a trampoline.
No, but okay. So they say
up and down.
They say when it comes to the attention, I know you do. The attention.
And you're doing so good on the radio.
Thank you.
And you're dressing yourself so well.
I do.
Three more positives.
I'm just trying to give you some positives.
Thank you. Well, okay. Those are all good because I do.
Please continue.
I really do try when it comes to being on the YouTube stream here. So I appreciate you noticing that I put on clothes. Because I do. Every day. excuse me. But yeah, they say the goal is, again, about being intentional about the quality of the parenting attention. So because of our natural negative bias, right? Yeah. So our brain tends to notice threats or problems more quickly. And that's the thing about little kids is you want them to be able to focus on those positive things. So when you give them a lot of positive things, that helps.
Okay, so if there's one negative, I got to give them 5 positives.
Yes.
So if there's a discipline, then I've got to keep track now in my head that, upcoming next is 5 positives.
Yes.
To the one negative.
Well, because again...
That's a lot of work.
But
parenting got time to think about that.
Parenting is a lot of work. And they say that this is going to have a profound impact on your kids. So
sounds like a lot of no thank you parents. But, no thank you.
No, it's
totally.
Not.
Thank
it's
you.
Not. Because if you're constantly negatively...
Nobody wants that. I don't want you to be constantly negative. But this sounds like a happy, joy lifestyle. Our kids get praised way too much.
No. But they don't.
Yes, they do. And then that's the kid laying in the middle of Park Meadows screaming its head off, and the parents going, "No, thank you."
No, when I think about the generation,
but I love that you're voicing your opinion.
The boomers who were raised with they had spankings, and they had parents who were so busy they didn't give them attention. And you know, like there's so much to be said for those people who are strongly against therapy because of how they were raised. You know what I mean? Like you're creating an environment.
There's got to be a happy medium.
You're creating an environment for kids to feel like they're safe, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
You know?
I want your kids
and
to feel safe.
When you constantly are calling out people's negative stuff, that's not going to build anything up. And that's the point I think they're trying to get across is when they're little, it's hard.
Those are the kids that slap and bite.
When they're little, it's hard to build them up to the people they need to be if you're constantly,
we don't bite, but we're so happy your teeth are coming in.
Okay, I knew you were going to do
no, thank you. No biting. No, thank you. We don't bite.
They're really saying it's for toddlers because they are
teeth are
so
for
much
eating.
Toddlers really need you to guide them. Toddlers know what the heck they're doing. They're like grown-up drunk people, right? Like that's what you can
compare
them to.
They always say toddlers waddle around like a drunk.
They do. And so imagine trying to talk to a drunk person, right?
Uncle Larry and 2-year-old
Todd.
Exactly.
It's like the same thing. big. It's like the same thing.
You're so clumsy.
I just think that like this is
this why you're hitting your friends?
When Zoe was little, I was so proud of the fact that I never had to spank Zoe. I never had to discipline her in the sense that it was, you know, excessive because I talked to her. And I think that that's what they're trying to tell us is as long as you talk to your kids and you understand where they're coming from and you really keep an open mind of this is a 2-year-old and I need to guide them. That's
tell
a
me
good
why
way
you
to
peed
start.
On that little boy on the playground.
You know,
why did you do that?
He's probably got a good reason, Jeremy.
He was hot. Exactly. And you were pulling him down.
Yeah, see?
No, thank you.
What a good little kiddo.
No, thank you.
You're such a butt face.
It's a little something, something that we're doing all summer long where we go out and meet our listeners and thank them for listening to this here morning show. And we bring them some pizza as a big old thank you. And look who we have on the line. It's Marcia. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Hi. So you work at Hawkins Commercial Appliance in Inglewood, and it sounds to me like you listen to Mix 100 and Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Am I correct?
You are very correct.
Yeah.
How exciting. Yay.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to this here morning show and radio station. And we're going to come see you guys at Hawkins Appliance.
No way.
Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome. Who's that in the background with
cool.
you?
That's my co-pilot, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
What up, Sarah?
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah. Hey, girl.
We're going to bring you pizza.
How cool. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you did all the heavy lifting. You signed up on our website, and we sifted through, and we're like, you know, we haven't been to Inglewood. So we would love
Inglewood.
To...
Inglewood.
Inglewood. Up to no good.
That's how you got to say it, right?
Inglewood. So, yeah, we're going to make our way out there. Generally, we do these things on Fridays, but I got some stuff going on after the show. So we're going to come tomorrow and see you guys. You okay with that?
We are okay with that. Yeah. We're ready.
What do you want
we'll
on your
ready.
What do you want on your pizza?
I think they have a jalapeno popper pizza that I really like.
Oh. Okay, oh, little specialty order.
You
we
spicy.
Can do that.
You
yeah.
spicy.
Spicy.
Caliente.
Well, you tell the entire crew that we're going to come down tomorrow and visit with y'all. We'll get some pictures and some videos, get you up on our social, and give you a big old squeeze and a thank you for listening to
well, that's so to cool.
show.
Thank you all. We can't wait. That's awesome.
Well, thank,
thank
you.
You.
Thank you're welcome,
you.
Random Sarah. All right, Marcia, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and give you some information, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank
Can't
you.
Wait to meet y'all.
Can't
you
wait to
well.
Meet you, Marcia. Bye, Sarah.
Now, Katie, if people want to sign up for us to come see them this summer, how do they do it?
No, you want to sign up. Come on, be like Marcia. Get to mix100.com. Click on that Slice Baby link, and then everything you need to know, that's where you're going to find it. So tell us your name, where you work, your number, and then you never know, we might surprise you, show up with some Bojo's pizza just to thank you for listening. And again, we are doing this all summer long, so get to mix100.com and get signed up.
There you go. Good luck, everybody, and congrats to everyone's at Hawkins Commercial Appliance from JKJ at Mix 100.